So, where are you from?
French.
Je ne peux pas parler français. Where were you? What part of France?
Corsica.
Huh? Corsica. So more Italian than French.
A little. Independent.
Corsica. Was Napoleon? No, he was on Elba.
No, Napoleon was born there. You've been here alone?
In Thailand, not here in this. 22 years?
22 years. And here? About
Came because they invited me to come here. They invited me to come here. Normally I'm in Udon.
Lovely place. Very nice place.
Yeah. Bit windy?
Today.
Your family is here?
Yeah. My wife.
Ma jack muban ni la.
But 30 kilometers. So the young men are aspirant monk? Are they monk already?
Yeah, they are already monk. All of them. How long have you been in Thailand?
I don't stay long. I came the first time in 1976. 40 years ago.
That's a long time ago. And now you come every year?
Yes,
something like
3 months a year.
Mm. And what do you do at home? Work?
We have a shop selling clothes. It's a summertime, so it's a holidays place. Summer season work.
And are you interested in Dhamma? Are you Catholic?
No.
No? French are Catholics.
I bring my mother to church sometimes. She's happy. Well, I'm a natural mystic.
What?
I'm a natural mystic, kind of.
But Dhamma is not mystic.
No?
If you understand the laws of physics, you understand how this world works. If you understand the law of karma, you understand how this universe works. There's no mystic in that.
No?
No. It's too blatant. I mean, we can't see it. That's why we think it's mystic. But it's very obvious. What you sow is that what you reap. And what you reap is that what you have sown. So whatever happens to you is what you have done to others in the past, be it good or be it bad. Okay. I mean, that's why we have the saying in all the European languages, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you, because whatever is done unto you right now is what you have done unto others before.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yes? I mean, it's a law.
Yeah.
Maybe if you throw something in there, it doesn't come down?
Yes. True.
It's just because we don't understand the law doesn't mean, or we can't see because it takes a long time.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Normally, when you do something today, just like a farmer, he plants his potatoes now, and tomorrow he wants to reap them. It's impossible. He has to wait six, 7 months, to be able. Yeah? And if you do something today, I mean, most of the things you get back in the next life. Yeah? It just takes the time to ripe. Yeah? And that's why we can't see. That's a problem. You can't step backward and look at many lives, yeah? Because then we would see it very clearly that it is like that. The problem is we don't believe what we can't see. Yeah? But that has been different 300 years ago. People saw devas, they saw angels, they saw ghosts, and now we don't see them. And if you read the stories, you know, I mean the Italian stories or the French stories or German stories or fairy tales, they're all about these beings.
Yeah.
And they're all around us. Yeah. But we choose not to see them, that's why we don't see them.
Very materialistic now.
Yes. And that's why we don't believe in these things anymore. But they still exist, yeah? I mean, it's the same thing with the law, yeah? If you do something, you know, that is against the law, and you go in front of the judge and say, oh, I didn't know this law existed, you still will be punished. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes?
Certainly.
Okay. So if you understand the law of the of this universe, I mean, then you won't get punished, yeah? But if you say, I can't see it, I don't believe it, you know, it doesn't exist for me, you still get punished. Yeah? And the most important thing, you know, for lay people is to keep the five precepts, yeah?
The?
Five precepts, or the five rules of moral virtues, yeah? Not to kill any being, or not to harm any living being, yeah? Not to take what is not given. No sexual misconduct, yeah? I mean, if you have a wife, you will be faithful, yeah? Don't go outside of the marriage, that's a sexual misconduct, yeah? No lies, no harsh speech, yeah? And no alcohol, no drugs. These are the five precepts. Yeah? If you keep them, you won't go down into the lower realms. Yeah? If you keep them, you can come back as a human being. That easy?
No.
But it's a rule, yeah? I mean, if they catch you drive drunking, you know, they take your license away.
Sometimes.
Yeah, if they catch you, yeah? Normally they do, yeah? And then you have lost it for 3 months or maybe for a year, yeah? And that's the same thing. If you don't keep the rules, yeah? You lose your right, you know, to become a human being for a certain amount of time, yeah? There's nothing as eternal, yeah? Except for one thing that is eternal, that is the citta. Everything else is not eternal. Yeah? There is no eternal hell, there is no eternal heaven, there is no eternal ghost realm. Yeah? It's all things, you know, that pass by.
And renew.
Yeah. Just like we. Yeah? You were born and you will be died. Yeah? So it passes by. Yeah? You will be born as a ghost and then you will die as a ghost and become back as a human being or whatever. Yeah? Or you go into the heavenly realm, or you go into the hell realm. Yeah? Once your time is over, you will come back. Yeah? Changing. That's why I call it the roller coaster of life. Up, down, up, down, up, down.
And you have now.
Huh?
You up.
Well,
you try.
That's what I'm trying. I don't want to go up. Because when I go up, you know, I have to come down. Yeah? I want to get out of the roller coaster.
All right.
Yeah.
I understand.
There is a way, yeah? And that is what the Lord Buddha taught us, yeah? And that's why we become monks, you know, to get out of the cycle. Otherwise, people, you know, will go up and down, yeah? All the time. People think they are moving, you know? I mean, if you ever watched a hamster in a hamster wheel, he's working very fast. But when you look from outside, he doesn't go anywhere. And that's us.
I try to...
Try to understand.
Okay? To live it a little bit.
Yeah.
Get heart of the system a little bit. Thank you very much.
So, did you understand? Did you understand it? Very short, very short, very precise.
He may be want to be a monk?
No. You have to understand what is important in your life. We are born to die. But we have time. What are we going to do with the time that we have that has some value that we can take with us? Because all the things that we buy or that we build are gone to be destroyed. They are anicca. And they are not us. The thoughts are not us. Memory is not us. The body is not us. The body is the most difficult thing. We are born in a car, we die in a car, and we think we are the car. You are born in this body, you die in this body, and you think you are this body. But you just occupy it like the driver in the car. Nothing else. We have to know that, we have to understand that. Yeah? We have to take care of the body, but not spend all our life on this body. Because whatever we spend, all the work that we do for this body is just in vain. Just keep it alive, that's enough. Yeah? Keep it alive, keep it healthy, but everything else is it's useless. Useless work. Yeah? Whatever we invest into the citta, that stays with us. Be it good things or be it bad things. So it starts with our thoughts. Thinking good things, you know, stays within our citta. Thinking bad things stays with our citta. And this we take with us in the next life. Yeah? So you are at an age, you know, where it is time, you know, we are just waiting for our death, huh? More or less. Huh? So make tamprayot, tamprayot ma, chitta bhavana. มันแก่แล้วก็ของเราจะทำอะไรจะหาอีกเหรอทำประโยชน์ให้มากที่สุดนะมีลูกมีหลานแล้วก็พอแล้วเดี๋ยวนี้ภาวนาเดียวภาวนาพุทโธเพื่อสวดมนต์นะเกิดมาเป็นมนุษย์ยากนะ Even if you don't know the laws of our country, if you go against them, they will put us in prison. Even if you go to the church and say, oh, we didn't know that this was forbidden. He said, don't worry, you will still go to prison because this is the law. Yeah? Just because we don't know the law doesn't protect us. Yeah? So that is with the five precepts. Yeah? These are the law of the universe. Yeah? No matter if they are in the heavens or in the hell, if they do bad karma, they will receive bad karma. Yeah? Devas make also bad karma. Monks also make a lot of bad karma. Huh? And according to Lungda, there are a lot of monks in the hell. Yeah? Not all the monks are good, but we don't have to worry about this. Yeah? We have to be good people. Be it layperson or be it monks. It's our own responsibility. Nobody can take that away from us. You understand? เข้าใจไหมบางคนนะนายมีคำถามไหมอยากพูดเปิดลอตเตอรี่ชาติหน้าจะบอกให้วันนี้ทำบุญก็ชาติหน้าจะบอกให้ไปไหนไปขึ้นสวรรค์เหรอ
ไปสวรรค
์เมื่อไปสวรรค์ต้องทำบุญมากมากนะและต้องเคารพนับถือนะความต้องมีความเคารพนับถือ เลยต้องมีกตัญญูสามอย่างนะและรักษาศีลห้านะแปดอย่างขึ้นสวรรค์ได้ I mean the Lord Buddha gave us all the ways yeah, for us to know if you do this what will happen yeah I mean he said you know if you go against the five precepts you will go down either in the animal realm ghost realm or hell realm or demon realm yeah if you keep them you will have the right to come back as a human being if you make a lot of merit if you have respect for other beings and if you feel gratitude for the things that are given to you then you can go up into the heavenly realm I mean, it's just like, you know, you go to university and you say, I mean, if I finish this course, then I get this degree. Isn't that easy? But people don't believe it because it's too easy.
It's too difficult.
Huh?
It's too difficult.
Yeah. ก็เพราะว่าความยากของเรานะมันทำให้ยากขึ้นนะอยากได้นี่อยากได้นู่นมันทำให้อยากขึ้นเมื่อไม่อยากได้ก็พอใช้แล้วเมื่อนั่งสมาธิก็พอใช้แล้วความคิดความพงก็ไม่ขึ้นมานะมันพอใช้แล้วและความสุขขึ้นมาในใจทำบางที่นี่เป็นสมบัติของเราที่ของเราล็อกนะปิดประตูมันไหลล็อกนะหัวใจของเราปิดล็อกทำไมเปิดเอาคุณเชไว้พุทโธเปิดหัวใจไว้และความสัมปัตย์อยู่ไหนนะช่วยเอากันนะโอเคพอเดี๋ยวจะกลับเดี๋ยวเที่ยงนะเที่ยงกันมาเจอฮะประมาณ5ชั่วโมงครึ่งไม่มีอะไรนะอาจารย
์
นะได้รับแล้วเธอสันเธอได้นะโอเค